I mentioned a little earlier on about some of those driverless car trials that are happening in other parts of the world, and there was a bill put to Parliament very recently to set Newcastle and the Hunter up as the first testing ground for driverless car technology. The lady that's put me very nervous this morning is the one that put that bill forward. It's Swansea MP Yaslyn Catlin. Good morning, Yasmin. I think that you and I will maybe taking the first drive around when it happens.
Oh, well, that'd be fantastic, Mark. I look forward to it.
You're a little bit less nervous about this upcoming technology than I am.
Well, it's probably because I speak to so many stakeholders in this space. And, you know, they're all so enthusiastic. And, look, can I say, there was a report that came out just last week by Roads Australia. And they were actually claiming in that report that this technology will be here in 10 years. So, I mean, a decade's not very far away. Like we today or this weekend, you know, remembering just a decade ago with the storm and the Pashabulka. Now, how fast has that time gone if we think about it in those terms? So, you know, others say that it's more like 20 years. So I guess we can comfortably say within the next 10 to 20 years we're going to see autonomous vehicles on our roads, absolutely.
Well, you've put your hand up to say, you know what, the Hunter is the place where we should be trialling this technology. Have you got some expectations on how that may roll out and perhaps some of the benefits that that would bring to our region, Yasmin?
Sure. So Labor introduced will introduce an historic bill to amend the Road Transport Act of 2013 to facilitate the trial of autonomous vehicle technology in New South Wales. Now, in terms of the Hunter, the Leader of the Opposition, Luke Foley, in his response to last year's state budget, signalled his intent to lead the way with driverless vehicles, identifying the Hunter as a logical place to conduct those trials. So that's exactly what I've been working hard doing, working with Newcastle City Council, and can I commend them on their progress that they're making with their smart city strategy. And just so your listeners know, Mark, Newcastle City Council is considered one of the most advanced in the smart city technology globally. Not in Australia, but globally. And speaking with those in the, those stakeholders in the autonomous vehicle industry, they are very aware of the great work that Newcastle City Council is doing. So I commend them, and I commend their mayor, Niuatali Nelms, on the great work that they're doing. And it's actually their technology that they're going to be, their infrastructure that they're putting in place in their smart grid that will enable the autonomous vehicle to move around. So it's a great partnership. The university, of course, is involved, and lots of other digital and technological organisations in the Hunter. We have a great team in the Hunter, a team of enablers, and we just now need the legislation to back that up, and that's where I come into that.
Yasmin, you mentioned this smart grid and some of this up-and-coming technology. Can you just elaborate a little bit on that for those who aren't familiar?
Sure. So the Newcastle City Council have identified a grid of streets that they will actually, that will be called the smart grid. They will have the fibre in place that will accommodate the data that is required for these, you know, emerging technologies. It's my understanding that they will, it will be a fully wireless precinct as well, which is just fantastic, and it will be a very high speed as well. There will be places that you can plug in your electric vehicle, because of course they won't only be semi-autonomous, they'll be semi-autonomous electric vehicles that will be driving as well. So, you know, I mean, it sounds like the Jetsons, Mark, I know, but it's not. It's,
it really,
it's the reality of our of our future. You know, so look, get on to the website, onto Newcastle City Council's website. They have it out on public exhibition at the moment, their intentions with the smart grid. It is absolutely fascinating. It is, you know, it's terrific to say you're a Nova Cassian and you're part of something that is recognised globally for its excellence.
Yasmin, you mentioned the Jetsons, and I guess I've got one last question for you, because, you know, watching that and watching things like Back to the Future, the flying car, it's kind of, back from the 50s, it seems like it was just around the corner. When are we getting that thing?
Now, one step at a time.
I'm not going to be seen in a flying car. Let's face it, it's not going to happen. Maybe we have those already. They're called aeroplanes.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll take you up on the offer of the joining me in an autonomous vehicle, but not too sure if I'll be hopping in the flying one.
Okay. Well, we'll hold you to that. I've got the invitation ready. Yasmin, thanks for your time. We look forward to following this with great interest.
Look, thanks so much, and I look forward to giving you regular updates.
That is Member for Swansea, Yasmin Catlin. She's put that proposal together to Parliament for the Newcastle area to be... prime target for driverless cars. Still a little nervous about it, but it's coming, isn't it? 2NURFM 103.7.